I'm here today with first-time author Katie Ganschert to talk about her upcoming book. Hi, Katie. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Now, Katie, the book releasing next May is your first novel. Tell me a bit about the story and introduce me to your heroine, Bethany, who I understand is a prodigal character who has pretty good reasons for feelings of confusion and anger towards God. What goes into creating such a character?
The novel is, it's basically a coming home story, and it's set in small town Iowa, which is where I'm from, so that was kind of fun to write. But Bethany is a character who's gone through some pretty tough things in her childhood, some things that kind of put her into this unwelcome spotlight and kind of made her into, like, an object of gossip, kind of. And so 10 years ago, when she was 18, she kind of packed up her bags and left and didn't really look back. And since then, she's reinvented herself kind of into this up-and-coming architect, you know, self-sufficient woman, and she's chasing some pretty lofty career goals for herself. And the story opens really with this tragedy that brings her home, kind of the last place she wants to be. And it is a romance, so of course it introduces her to this very handsome, strong-willed man who challenges Bethany, kind of challenges everything she's worked so hard to become, and brings her face-to-face with a dark secret that's chased her for the past 16 years. And as far as, like, creating Bethany, she's definitely a challenge to create. A big advice you get when you are a writer is to write what you know, which, you know, it can be problematic because there's a lot of things I want to write that I don't know. So for me, it was starting with a seed of truth or a seed of experience. Like, you know, maybe I'm not as angry toward God or as confused about God as Bethany is, but I have been angry toward God and I have been confused about him. So for me, it was really amplifying that experience and kind of digging deep into it and asking kind of what if questions. And hopefully that's helped me create a character who has authenticity and some depth that will resonate with readers.
Now, you say that part of the reason you write is because you want readers to see how God uses the most unlikely of situations to reveal his grace and his mercy. Share with me an example of that from your own life.
It's a message I'm so passionate about. And I mean, I could talk about it all day, but I won't. I've always written, like, I've always been a writer. As a little girl, I always wrote. And then there reached a point, kind of like in high school and college, where the practicality of it trumped the passion. And I kind of stopped writing because I didn't know anyone who made a living of writing or published books. So, it kind of stopped. And then a few years ago, I went to Nairobi, Kenya, to do some HIV/AIDS outreach. And, man, the people I met there, they have, according to how we live in America, they have absolutely nothing compared to what we have. And yet their faith, like, truly rocked me. They knew God was enough, because he really was all they had. And because of that, they knew God's grace and mercy in a way that I didn't. And I remember going home, feeling super inspired, but kind of wrecked and kind of broken about it at the same time. Just, you know, what do I do with this experience? And I remember words were just sort of exploding inside of me. And it was kind of at this point of, like, not knowing where to go, that God really planted the dream of pursuing publication in my heart. And it's been just a beautiful journey, but it's not been an easy one, and it's not been a comfortable one, because it is, you know, writing's fraught with rejection and fear and doubt and all of that stuff. And it's brought me to a point of surrender more than anything else that I've ever had to go through. And I just really think that we experience his mercy and his grace in a place of surrender, so much more powerfully than we ever will when we're walking upright and when everything's going well. And I hope that's a message I can convey in each of my stories.
Now, in your story, Bethany's good friend Robin is one of the reasons she returns to the small town in Iowa where she fled. Robin is going through a particularly difficult experience and grieving process. So how do you think readers will identify with her character, and what does she represent in the story?
Yeah, Robin is definitely an incredibly identifiable character, and I think even more so than Bethany, who's my main character, which is something I've had to be super careful about while writing the novel. You know, the story opens, and Robin's passing through this really tragic situation, which I think is going to grab reader sympathy right away. You know, and as women, I think most women, family's so important to us. And you know, as little girls, we think about, getting married and starting a family. And all of those dreams are so wrapped up together, you know. So what happens when one part of that dream is stripped away, you know? Like, how are we going to react to that? And I think that's something so many women are going to be able to identify with. And I think because it's a very real fear, you know, that women have, and in this novel, I think women will appreciate getting to watch to see how Robin passes through this pain, and how maybe she will find or experience God's grace and mercy at a deeper level on the other side. As far as what she represents, I mean, she represents a lot of things, but mainly to Bethany, she represents a faith so much different from the one Bethany saw growing up. You know, Robin represents a faith that strengthens instead of weakens, and kind of a God of redemption instead of a God of condemnation. And, Robin's just super important for Bethany's growth and journey throughout the novel.
Now, finally today, Katie, you have established a very engaging blog for an as-of-yet unpublished writer. Now, give me some information on how you connect with readers on your blog and how you're able to encourage interaction.
Yeah, I absolutely love blogging. I love connecting with writers and readers, and kind of, I just love that the sense of community it sort of fosters. And I blog what I'm passionate about. So I blog about my writing journey every Monday, and faith on Wednesdays, and romance and love on Fridays. And the way I try to encourage interaction is I usually at the end of each post I'll pose some sort of question, hopefully an engaging one that will kind of get the conversation started. And then I love reading people's comments and interacting and joining in the conversation. And sometimes I'll shoot emails back and forth with readers and what they've said, and even have a deeper conversation via email. And then I really love connecting with my blog readers on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, as a writer, of course, I'm excited, super excited to, hold my book in my hand and all that stuff. But I think I'm even more excited to connect with readers. And I appreciate the just kind of the day and age we live in with social media and how easy it is for authors and readers to connect. So I hope readers visit my blog. Yeah.
Katie Ganchard has been my guest today. Katie, congratulations on your brand new title, your first book. And it's been wonderful to talk to you today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.